We're going to go to public comment now, and the first person is Teresa Allen, the person who brought the food, which she is now preventing us from going to eat.
Did we talk about gratitude yet, Teresa?
I'm not keeping you from eating that food. You decide you're going to gobble it down in 10 minutes. That's not my problem. Thank you very, very much. As I was driving this morning, I heard that Carolyn Burden had pledged to KPFT, and then I heard that Chandra had pledged, and that Berthold, somebody named Berthold, had pledged. And thank you very, very much. I do encourage, since this station is in pledge drive, I encourage some of you to think of some way that you could challenge our listeners to match some money. We have at 7 o'clock tonight, we have Bayando and Tejas, and 9 o'clock, we have Whippersnapper Youth Radio. Tomorrow, we have Access This, which is an award-winning disability show covering those issues. And I think you'll have a chance to meet the host of that show. At 6 o'clock tomorrow night, we have in-depth investigative reporting. Two hosts that have made themselves specialists on electronic voter fraud, the Monitor, and following that is just a superior, down-to-earth talk show talking about really important community issues. So if you can think of some way to challenge our listeners, perhaps new listeners, I sure would appreciate that. The second issue that I want to bring up is that when people stand up here and they say that they are championing or stepping up here on behalf of other people, I want you to take into consideration, and I'm sure you do, that as someone said, you know, I'm representing the activists. Well, I'm sorry, that person was not necessarily representing the only activists. Just like the term activist judges, there are more than just the activists that were supposedly represented earlier. And you know, I'm sure you're all concerned about truthiness and wishful thinking. On behalf of the many listeners of KPFT, I appreciate you being here. And I also, one last thing, I do encourage you to listen to read the ED report. It is just inspirational. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just a point, very brief, around pledging.
I'd rather not.
Well, I know you'd rather not. What about me? Okay. Teresa, can you bring some pledge cards tomorrow and pass them out?
I can bring them this afternoon.
Oh, and okay. T-shirts.
Thank
and
you.
And a program schedule so we know what
a
you're wearing.
Cool.
And T-shirts.
Sorry, I didn't.
I did.
I'll bring
that to the point.
Greetings and welcome to the PNB, and thank you so much for coming to Houston and serving. As I was sitting here, I thought about how often so many people serve Pacifica and serve humanity, and no one ever says thank you. So you can't leave from Houston saying those folks, because in Texas we're supposed to have some level of hospitality. So I thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come to Texas and to talk about the issues that are near and dear to us, which is free speech, Pacifica Radio. I want to talk about some good things at KPFT first before I talk about some other things. One is, I guess you guys heard about the fact that we donated some things to a local black historic college, which is Texas Southern University. That's the school I graduated from. I actually was very involved with the communications department there. So we thank, again, the archives and Brian and Dwayne Bradley for making that happen in Houston. Also, we were able to participate in the Martin Luther King march that was held a little bit before the 15th. I'm not sure if you heard, but in our city, we have not one but two parades. So there's a lot of contention going on, and a lawsuit was filed. And then the other party was told, the city of Houston was told to allow this other group to have a parade. Unfortunately, the other group was the group that got permission from the King family to use Dr. King's name and to have the parade. And the story goes that one person who was a convicted felon volunteered with this other group and literally ripped off their identity and created a bigger and better parade because he knew where the money people were. And unfortunately, these money people did not know his background. And, you know, and he went to the media first. And so now, and Dwayne knows this story, the guy who started this thing was also the person who got the street change, Martin Luther King, that was once South Park, which is where the Shrine of the Black Madonna is. This man fought to make that happen for over 10, 15 years. And now his parade, maybe they have, what, 30, 40 people. And so, unfortunately, that's going on. But Pacifica, we were involved, not necessarily in the fight, but we gave Obot Duncantel a platform to speak to the public because no one else wants to hear it, you know. But we have been in relationship with him and the other parade organizers. So that's a good thing. The thing I'm not so happy about, and I heard a comment about how people can't speak on behalf of others. Well, I can speak on behalf of the community that I represent, because I see them each and every day.
And will the board allow another minute and a half?
Okay, 1 minute. I'll say it quickly. Yeah. One thing we'd like...
The reason is if I allow one person to go on, then
sure.
Everybody...
Can I yield my time?
Yeah, please do, Serene. Thank you very much.
So I have 3 minutes now?
Go ahead.
I'll use 1.5. One thing I'm not happy about, again, is the lack of diversity on our board. We've done an awful lot of work. When Deb Shapta was the chair of our board, and Dwayne has always been the manager, and we have met with so many different groups in the community, Dwayne included, as well as Otis McClay. But in today, 2007, it's unfortunate that our board does not look like the diversity of this city. And I want to say something that was said a long time ago, Houston, we've got a problem. If you think that we're happy with that, we're not happy with that. And we're also not happy with each and every Black History Month. We've got to go through a lot of red tape to find out what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And far as I know, today, there is nothing ironed out and that's clear and defined where we will know as a community that the time we invested into Pacifica Radio, that we are going to have a quality Black History Month program within Pacifica, particularly KPFT. Last year, we were told there's not enough time, it can't happen. Year before that, it didn't happen. Year before that, it didn't happen. This is it. We're not going to be patient anymore. Something needs to change, and it has to start with us and the way we view what's important to us. Black History Month is important to our community. We want to see the programming reflect what's important to our community that also impacts humanity. That's a very simple thing. We don't have to have a summit to make that happen. There are people willing and ready to go. I think there was a comment made that the program director wasn't sure if folks would deliver. There's no way that Minister Robert Muhammad, who's the Southwest Regional Minister of the Nation, other folks, Obadike Kamau, myself, Hitaji, these longtime programmers, there's no way that anyone would come to us and say, you have 10 hours for Black History Month or 20 hours and we not deliver. So I want to be very clear about that. It's a very big problem and the problem needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Mike Bourgeois.
Speaking as a volunteer and a person in the public, whatever, who've come to KPFT here in Houston for about 2 years, I'm enthused at what I see here. This is the first time I've really gotten involved in what's happening with the National Board. So I'm very enthused with the direction that you've taken, the digital incentives that seem to be taking place here. And what I want to do is I want to give my good impressions of what's happening here at KPFT as far as working in that direction. I've been involved now with moving our 100,000-watt transmitter into the tower building, and we'll hopefully soon be involved in getting the digital transmitter in. We talk about, and you have all talked about, getting the FM station to bring in new people, new listeners, and then divert them to the digital outlets that we're progressing, evidently going to be having, hopefully very soon. I encourage the committees, the task force, to, if needed, have extra meetings to get this thing resolved as soon as possible. I feel like we're probably behind the curve with many, many of the other stations that are out there in getting in there. I'm enthused with KPFT here in Houston in that we'll have that digital transmitter and we'll have the capability of getting extra lines of communication out, getting extra programming out such that things like Black History Month will have an outlet. You know, timing is so very critical, and in order to get all these voices out there, it's so very, very good to be able to have all the extra outlets, you know, like digital, like our sideband, like just all of the internet outlets that are coming up. I do have one little admonition, and I think I see it. It's just probably incumbent on all committees. The more you people in the committee, the more time you talking to things to death. I would advise, if I could, and take this kind of like just as a, suggestion that if you don't have anything more to add, just kind of let the meeting progress. We've kind of sat here and waited for quite a while just to get our comments in. But I think you guys are doing a good job, and I thank you for being here in Houston and allowing everyone to see what good work is happening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Scotty McClemens? Like she said. Scotty?
Hi, I'm Scotty McClemens. I do the Access This Disability Radio Show here on KPFT. Pleasure to speak to you. I'm here today to ask you, if you would, to be champions for civil rights one more time, if you would, each of you, because Pacifica and the individual stations have a problem in the hiring policies that is within the employment boilerplate. Within that information, there is language where it says that Pacifica and the stations will hire people not based on their race and religion and ethnicity and so forth, and it includes within that disability. However, also, it's come to my attention that there is additional information there which says plainly that people must have the ability to climb stairs and carry 30 pounds up these stairs to be considered for certain employments. And this information has been posted on the national website. What I would like you to do, if you would, I would like to have this body pass a motion that would end discrimination against people with disabilities within Pacifica. I think you'll all agree it's really quite intolerable, would you not? And in that, direct the Human Resources Director to remove that language immediately so that people henceforth will be hired based on their merits for that job, which would not include the ability to climb stairs and have to carry a backpack of 30 pounds while they do that three times a day. I would encourage you to go look at that because it's on the website, and it's an appalling situation which can be rather quickly rectified. And you can all do a quick little positive thing for all of us by doing so. And what's wrong with that? So I would ask you, Greg Gumma, as executive director, to take the lead on this, if you would. I believe it comes.
Actually, Dave. Greg was standing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We
well, I would like to ask whoever is responsible for this to take the lead, and you, as this body, to please do that. And that's what I'll have to say. I hope tomorrow night, if you're in town, you'll get the chance to hear me beg for money on 6 o'clock. I'm actually on from 7 to 7:30. Well, I'll be doing my pitch for Access This. And I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you for coming to Houston.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can,
Chapter?
Yes. Can we address his particular concern?
We can deal with that in action items tomorrow. I can assure that we'll deal with it.
Thank you.
Okay? We're way behind, and our auditor was meant to speak to us
in
an hour ago. Deb.
Okay, I'll try and make it brief. I want to mention one committee that we have that probably no other station has,
We have a committee that holds our 100-year-old building together. And they are a remarkable committee. I was reminded of it. Scotty's on that committee. Our secretary is on the committee. And it's the only committee that doesn't argue. They get together, they see a job, and they do it. And it's been successful. It's been tremendous. I don't see if you know if you've seen our station, like, before and after, but it's a dramatic change. They have really improved the place immensely. And it's sort of tangential to what I wanted to say originally, before Scotty spoke. There are things like this project that are vital and exciting and will get people moving. And then there are these little petty details that come in where somebody didn't feel like they were being paid, and you've got to concentrate on the larger, because those little insulting things that people say to each other are just a drag, whether you know it or not. They drag down your enthusiasm, they drag down your energy, and why waste any time with that when there's a project like you've got to go on?
Thank you. Emmett, how about the Doe? Mr. Doe?
Abadi's not here.
Hmm? Okay. In that case, I think we need to take a 10-minute break and shovel down what food is left. And please be back in 10 minutes sharp so we can hear from our auditor. Oh, that's right. Lem.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Before you take a break, I want to follow up on Teresa's appeal to raise some money from the board today to use as a match. I think we should do it now. I don't think we should wait until tomorrow morning. While the momentum is.
So, we had our $75 from this morning.
So can you all pledge as a collective $500 for KPFT to use during their fund drive? And then tomorrow you can fill out the pledge forms.
There you go.
$500? It's $25 a piece.
I'll put my 25 in it.
So we're great. I'll pledge 25.
Okay. And it really is 10 minutes because we were an hour late starting, and then what was supposed to be a 10-minute break earlier, we took 15 or 20. So really be back in 10 minutes.
Okay, go. So.